Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's a synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Good morning, good morning. Hello, it is the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. It is the 16th of October, and woohoo, it's so chilly outside. Did anybody have to scrape frost off their car? I did.
No, because I have a garage.
I had to scrape it off, and I don't have a scraper, so I had to use an old CD.
Oh, you need to get that ASAP.
Wait, hold on. You have a CD in your car? Who has those anymore?
I do in my trunk, but I haven't used them or played them in forever.
I haven't played it in probably like 3 years, but I still have it for this exact reason.
It's a lifesaver right there. Today, this morning, there's going to be some sun when it does come out, but they're going to have clouds the rest of the day. High of only 54 Wednesday. Sunny and windy. High of around 52. You can follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Alex, how was your day yesterday?
Well, the Egyptian, my boyfriend and I, he always like makes fun of me because when we're driving, I always like hit my lock button like in the middle of driving, like on the interstate.
Somebody's going to jump in when I'm going 90.
Exactly. Well, I always tell him that. I'm like, well, I know nobody's going to jump in when I'm going 80 or whatever. But I mean, I do think like when you come to a stop at a stop sign eventually or whatever, somebody could just hop into your car. And he's always like, you are insane. Well, yesterday I sent him an article that I found from Wish TV of a guy from Tippecanoe County that just got arrested. I guess he hightailed it to North Carolina and they arrested him there. But he was at some girl's apartment complex. And as soon as she unlocked her car or whatever, he jumped in, held her at gunpoint, and took her somewhere else and assaulted her. So I was like, I'm telling you what, keep your doors locked, people. No one's going to make fun of me anymore. See?
Okay, there we go. What about you, Live the Web Girl? How was your day?
It was really good. Okay, so yesterday was so cold and it was like super dreary out. So before I had to go to work at my other job, I turned off all the lights in my apartment and lit like 3 candles and got out my like big blanket and took like the greatest nap of all time.
You're napping with candles lit?
Is that dangerous?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why is that dangerous?
I don't know. Something catches on fire, you're sleeping, and it's like an episode of This Is Us.
Well, so I sent a Snapchat to, like, all my friends.
Oh, so
like,
they'll know when your place is on fire.
No, like, at least, like, 20 of my friends, and was like, wow, these nap vibes are so hard right now. And all my friends were like, wow, jealous. Like, not one person replied and was like, that's dangerous.
I'm not shocked.
I'm Liv's friend. I light candles, too, before I go to bed.
But I have a question. You're still using Snapchat?
Yes.
See, I thought that was over. Like, I haven't used mine, and it might be almost a year now.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, there
still
you have
going.
It.
Still going. Yeah. It's the youngins.
Still
Alex,
going.
You're an old woman. You're 25.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
You just got to accept that you're getting older now.
I guess so.
Soon you're going to be handing out, you guys want some Werther's Originals?
Uh-huh. No, I prefer the strawberry wrapper candies that look like real strawberries.
Oh, God. Really, those?
Ew.
Those are still pretty bad,
too.
They
taste like medicine.
They do.
I love Werther's Original. Love them.
Well, I guess you're an old soul then. My grandma loves them. I don't know. I'm not a big caramel or caramel kind of a fan. My day yesterday, I don't even remember what happened. Oh, actually, you know what? I can't talk about it yet, but I went to a lot of meetings yesterday. I can't talk about it till tomorrow for Joe's Journey, but very interesting stuff going on there. I got to go out and, I don't know, we're trying to pay my car off within the next year or so. Just all the extra money we make, we just put it towards like paying it off. And we're gotten so far along now that we canceled gap insurance. Do you know what gap insurance is, Liv?
No.
I'm surprised. You're somebody that totaled your car. You should know this kind of stuff.
I've never heard of it.
Gap insurance covers, like, let's say you do get in an accident, you total your car, that you owe more than what it's worth. So.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't. My car is worth more, whatever it is. I don't need to pay that anymore. Like,
we won't
be stuck with it. So that was good. Other than that, just the same old Joe, same old day.
We'll call you Joe Ramsey instead of Dave Ramsey.
Please. I got a long time until I'm paying off all my debt, but I'm trying. Coming up on the show today, we're hooking you up with the Acropolis tickets at 7 o'clock, so that's about 45 minutes from now. And we've got more New Kids on the Block tickets. We're doing it actually 4 times a day. 8:30 here on the Joe and Alex show at 11 o'clock. Also, we're going to be doing that at what time? I just totally blinked out. That's an old man moment right there. But we have it four times a day. I think at 3 and 5 as well.
Yes.
There we go. See, I remembered. My Glinka Kajova, or was that stuff called?
What?
That memory
Your
stuff.
Glinka Kajova?
What's that memory stuff people take?
What is that?
Ginkga Biloba or something? I don't know.
It's I don't know, but I've been trying out CBD oil recently.
Wait, isn't that like pot?
No, it's not. I thought it was too, but it's
Well, it's
not.
From the pot plant
You're
or something,
get fired.
Right? Cannabis oil.
Our
it's
company
from
drug
like,
test.
It's, I think it's like cannabis oil, but it's totally legal.
Oh, I don't know if our company agrees with it being
pot
legal.
Pot will be legal soon.
Not in
it's
Indiana.
Just a matter of time. Yes, it will.
We'll be the 50th state to do. You know, it's 50 states, right, Liv?
No, we wouldn't be the last.
I feel like we will.
Not even close.
We're the last to do
Who
everything.
Who do you think will be the last?
It would be somebody like Alabama or something would be last, not us.
I think. I
yeah.
don't know. There's a lot of hipsters in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, you know, this time of year, they all gather together, so.
It's definitely not us. I don't. I think you guys have a weird, warped idea of what Indiana is. We're pretty, we're in the Midwest. I mean, there's definitely people
Indiana,
that support that.
Indiana, when it comes to, like, you enjoying, like, alcohol and other things, is very behind the times. We
what?
Still don't have cold beer on, like, that you can buy. Unless you go to a liquor store, yes.
I don't think that's about, but see, that's some other thing that's holding that back. But like
Indiana.
even though like we're a red state, like 90% of registered Republican voters say they're for the legalization of marijuana.
It's got nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. Like, yeah, sure, Indiana's. I'm just saying, like, the state in general, like whoever is in government.
See,
that's
why I'm saying I think it'll happen sooner than you guys.
You're talking too much politics.
That's not politics. It's about marijuana.
We're talking about that in cold beer, Liv.
I'm getting
confused. If you're not here to party, you need to go.
I know, but I'm getting confused.
Alex is about
you guys
to roll
are starting
one up.
To talk about colored states.
Yeah, exactly.
And laws.
So I'm saying if you guys think that it would take us longer than everyone else, I don't think that would be true because even though we're red state, almost all of the registered Republican voters say they'd be for legalization of marijuana.
All I'm saying is
so I think it'll happen.
I want to cold beer right now. Anybody else?
Not at 6 in the morning. No, thank you.
I would be down.
Okay, good. Liv, let's go to the party store. Ugh. It is the Joe and Alex show.
It's the Joe and Alex show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nicole Kidman, a.k.a. Coco Puff, as I like to call her, says her marriage to Tom Cruise protected her from being sexually harassed as a young actress. Kidman explained in a piece for New York Magazine, being married to Tom Cruise at 22 is something I'm always reluctant to talk about because I'm married now to Keith Urban, who is my great love, and it almost feels disrespectful. That said, I got married very young, but it definitely wasn't power for me. It was protection. I'm married for love, but being married to an extremely powerful man kept me from being sexually harassed. I would work, but I was still very much cocooned, so when I came out of it at 32 or 33, it almost felt like I had to grow up. She also talked about the hashtag MeToo movement and said, of course I've had MeToo moments since I was little. I have, but do I want to expose them in an article? No. Kanye West traveled to Uganda with his wife, Kim Kardashian, and his daughter, North. They met with Uganda's president yesterday, and Kanye gifted him Yeezy sneakers. They also chatted about tourism in Africa and, it seems, checking out a safari.
Would you like to shoot an elephant today, Kanye?
Left a really big impression on Kanye because he said, I have plans to turn part of Uganda into Jurassic Park. According to a video of the visit, the president of Uganda asked Kanye how many children they want to have, and Kanye said, we have 3, and I would like to have 7. Kim smiled and said, I would not like to have 7. So, I don't know. That seems a little weird to me. Ariel Winter talked about the rumors that a character will be killed off on this last season of Modern Family.
It's not me.
Not you.
Not me. I can't say much else because if I do, it's possible it gives it away. And then it's also possible that I get a phone call from people who are super pissed at me. So, it's just not me.
She plays Alex on Modern Family, if you aren't super familiar with the show. And Chance the Rapper surprised fans in Chicago as a driver for the Undercover Lyft series. Chance went by the name John and wore a beanie and sunglasses while he drove people around. He talked with passengers about music and social work in Chicago while throwing in some of his lyrics as he was talking. And he partnered with Lyft's Roundup and Donate to raise money for public schools in Chicago. This is my favorite part that he did, and it's him using lyrics from his own song.
I love my riders. I just don't like when they spill fries on the seat.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Sometimes people will lie on the seat, you know what I mean? Fart on the seat.
Oh, no.
I thought that was hilarious. It was really cute. I just absolutely adore Chance the Rapper. Coming up after 7:15, did Stormy Daniels win her lawsuit against President Trump?
It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. What would you give up to never have a hangover again. Think about that. Just to have a hangover doesn't mean, okay, you party all the time, you go crazy. You can have a couple of glasses of wine, and some people get that little bit of a wine hangover, and it's miserable. I mean, Alex, you're a lightweight.
Yeah, the thing is I do get a little buzzed easier than others, okay. But I don't get hangovers very often because I'm not that big of a drinker.
Okay.
So, but if I had to choose, I mean, and if I was somebody that really got bad hangovers constantly, then I'd probably be willing to give up like DVR.
Okay, so you'd give up that, like, would that also include, then let me ask you this, because it is a form in my opinion. Would that mean like Hulu where you can't watch an episode later?
No.
Like if you missed it?
Not a streaming service, just DVR for your cable.
Okay, you're going very minimal commitment here to get rid of a hangover forever. I'm just calling you out on that one. Liv the Web Girl, who probably has the most hangovers on the show, what would you actually give up?
So I thought about this. And I would give up. I think I would drink warm water for the rest of my life, like
ew.
Never having a cold glass of water ever again.
Ooh.
And, ew.
Or probably all like candy, sugar, cake, cookies, ice cream, brownies, all of that.
Jeez. She really doesn't want to have a hangover again.
I know.
Here is the thing. I have gone very hard in my life, and I am actually someone that doesn't get hungover all the time or will have like severe hangovers. But some of the hangovers that I have had and what I've had to miss tailgating.
Oh,
I've had
God
to miss
forbid.
I know, that's
football
the worst.
Games.
Oh, man.
I've had to miss hay rides.
Oh, no.
I've had to miss formals due to hangovers.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
the hangover,
you know,
is real.
I would have all of those days back.
I'm not drinking hot water. I can tell you that's nasty.
Yeah. Imagine if it's like a hot,
warm,
like 90 degree day and you're just like, your throat is parched.
I'd just rather give up alcohol. Like, I'd just rather not drink at all. Then you won't have any hangovers.
Yeah. That's also true. I guess that's an option.
Here are some other suggestions. Maybe you'll change your opinion on this. What you would give up to never have a hangover again. Watching sports. Alex,
no.
You'd give that up.
I already do give it up.
No,
I don't watch sports.
I couldn't do that. There's no way.
Really?
There's no way.
Okay.
I couldn't give up watching The Office. I watch that over and over and over again.
What about social media? Would you give up? Well, I didn't even get to talk about that. Okay. You wouldn't give it up at all. Coffee?
I don't drink coffee.
Liv
so
does.
Sure.
You drink coffee every day. Like, you shoot it up.
Right. I think, like, I need the caffeine.
I've never, even when I drink pop that's caffeinated, I never feel any different. I don't think caffeine works on
me. No, there's some people that it really just doesn't work on. It's like a gene.
I don't feel it.
Yeah, it's like in your DNA. I talked to this doctor about it one time at the gym.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. A doctor, huh?
Yeah, because people always talk about how they feel so different when they drink coffee and stuff. I'm like, well, pop has caffeine in it, so wouldn't that be the same feeling? And I don't feel anything.
Oh,
so.
I get hyped.
Really?
The hell. Oh,
I don't feel anything. I'm like, feel like I'm missing out.
Oh, yeah.
You can let us know if there's anything that you would give up to never have a hangover again. It could be anything. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is up to $654 million. That's just $2 million short of the record lottery number. What would you do if you won that? Obviously, quit your job, right? Like, none of us would work anymore.
Yeah.
But what would you want to do if you just, your life was changed? You're like, you're almost a half a billionaire.
I want to buy a Range Rover.
Okay.
I want to fish, and I want to hire a professional fish feeder so I don't have to do it.
What kind of fish? You want like a goldfish? You want like a fancy, like, saltwater fish?
I want an angel fish.
Oh, that's pretty.
Okay, what about you, Liv the Web Girl?
So I would automatically quit right when I won. I wouldn't come into work like even the next day.
Wait, no. Okay.
I'm not coming into work either.
No, you have to come
into
work.
No, I wouldn't.
Nope.
Well, Joe, I wouldn't. I'm just telling you. I wouldn't come into work.
I would sue you.
And I would fly out to Vegas that night, bring, obviously, Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, probably try to convince one of my sisters, bring a couple friends, go to Vegas, spend 3 nights in Vegas, and drive straight from Vegas to probably,
gambling?
France.
Hold on, you realize you don't have the money just yet, so your $200 you have in your bank account is not going to go that far. You actually have to get the money in your account.
Well, you said, though.
Well, whatever. Joel Daddy has really good credit, so I'll just stack it up.
Charge
on
it, baby.
Card,
I promise,
and then
I'll
pay
you.
It back.
So you meet some new guy across the world, you're like, Joel Daddy who? I think if I won, I would just try to take care of my mom and my grandma. I'd probably, like, I don't know, I'd probably move to Michigan and, like, buy, like, an expensive house.
Lame. I'm just kidding, Joe.
I'm going to move to Michigan. Yeah. Ew.
You're from the butthole of America.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to live there when I'm rich. And by the way, part of my thing of winning money is I'm having my exotic fish in, like, California.
If I win, I'm going to ask whoever the president is to make Alex no longer a citizen of America.
Uh-huh.
I want to put her on an island.
Yeah, you're going to deport me?
Yes, I'm going to have to. Well, fine. Since nobody wants to hear what I would do,
I won't
tell you anymore.
But you want to move to Michigan? What else do you want to do? Become a teacher?
He wants to start making his own butter.
Well, you know what?
He wants a shopping spree at Walmart.
I'm not allowed to shop at Walmart.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of the most basic things.
Maybe get a little hangout time with Kid Rock. That'd be kind of cool.
There you go.
Okay, see?
All right, let's move on to something more important. Have you guys seen the photo of the squirrel with large breasts?
Okay.
No.
Have you seen it?
No, but I'm sure you have.
Oh my God, this is amazing. A squirrel with very large breasts has been spotted at a zoo in Japan. People said the animal looks like a real-life version of the cartoon character. Is it Clarice, who is the interest of Disney's Chip and Dale's Dale?
I don't remember.
Okay, but it guess like she's got some big old ones. For the record, squirrels don't have breasts. The squirrel is probably just kind of, you know, plumping up and storing fat in that area for hibernation. So that just happened to be where it is. But you haven't seen this photo?
No, show me.
Okay, it's online, by the way. If you would like to see it, go to radionowindy.com and you can see the photo of this squirrel just not storing some nuts right there. Check it out.
Oh, my. Yeah, she's got some cleavage going on.
I mean, what do you think, Liv the Web Girl? You're seeing the photo right
Joe's
now.
Joe's like, if I was a squirrel.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be getting that nut.
It kind of makes me feel uncomfortable.
Why?
I feel like those are bigger than Alex's.
For sure. They for sure are.
I think they are, actually. So, all right, I just wanted you to see that. You can check it out. Like I said, radionowindy.com. And our final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. A mom in Texas caught her 13-year-old son driving her BMW to his girlfriend's house. Oh, hell.
13?
13, trying to impress the girl, so he's driving the mom's BMW to the house. The boy was smart. He disconnected the Wi-Fi in the house so his mom wouldn't be able to see her cameras. His older sister then started tweeting the whole ordeal, including when the mom went out looking for him. The mom and sister finally found the boy driving the car, and the sister, of course, filmed that entire incident. The mom tells her daughter to give her the belt. Then she gets out and goes over to the BMW, and listen to this. This is the mom, like, driving. You can hear, like, their truck that she's in, the engine's just like roaring.
I just found him.
Call ended.
Pull over now!
Oh man, the mom gets out of the car, pulls her son out of the car, and just starts beating the crap out of him with a belt.
I'm scared just listening.
Oh, I feel bad for that kid because that's going viral. This video, you just have to see it. RadioNowIndy.com. Did you ever get in trouble like that with your parents? You did something and
yes.
They caught you?
Probably every other day.
Okay. God.
I was throughout high school. I mean, I was grounded every weekend.
Before I had my license, my parents were out of town and I drove my car just up to like our country club. So like it wasn't really far with my friends and like to Walmart. And my parents still don't know until this day, until right now. Sorry, Mom.
Wow.
Dad.
Wait, how old were you?
I was 16, but I didn't have my license. I just had my, before your license?
Learner's permit.
Yeah, I had my learner's permit. So I didn't have my license and they were out of town. And I think my sister was livid at me.
What a rebel right there.
I was way too scared to do stuff like that.
Yeah, no kidding. I respected my parents way more than that. You know, whatever. That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. Follow us, Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. Joe Pesh Radio, you can follow me. Alex is Yo Alex Raps with a Z. We've got Necropolis tickets right now, and I don't know how this is going to go, Alex, but If somebody can call in at 317-239-1009 and guess what you're thinking, we're going to give them tickets. You can't change your thought. You have the thought in your head?
Hold on a minute.
Okay,
hold
Alex is thinking right now.
Okay.
And you have to guess what Alex is thinking in her head.
Okay.
You can ask one question to try to get an idea, little bit of a clue. Okay?
I got it. Yep.
Lock it in. Don't change it.
Okay.
All right. Jay in Fountain Square, you're the first one up. Good luck. Alex has got a thought in her head. She's thinking about something right now. She's concentrating on it. You go ahead and ask her a question, maybe try to get a clue, and then you're going to have to guess what she's thinking about.
Oh, huh. Is it news related, like current events?
No.
Okay, I need a guess from you, Jay. It's not current events, news related.
Then it's got to be pizza then.
Nope.
No, Alex hates pizza.
Not too far off.
All right, let's talk. Oh, not too far off.
Not too far off.
Wow, that's a big clue. Ashley, you're in Lawrence. Hopefully you heard that. Go ahead and ask Alex a question to try to figure out what is on her mind right now.
Are you thinking about eating?
Well, a little, yes.
But we need more specific than that, right? Like one particular item?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know if it's one, but okay.
Coffee.
Nope.
Coffee? Ashley, you got to listen to the show more. Yeah, hold on. You can't keep on guessing. She's like, cheese, bacon, fruit, tacos.
It's not what you think it is.
Oh, really?
Nope.
You keep on giving out clues.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, Alex hates coffee. Well, she doesn't really drink it. I don't know if she hates it.
I also hate this item that I'm thinking of.
What?
I would not eat it.
Okay. I think you're just changing your mind everywhere
we go. I am not. I haven't changed my mind.
All right. Is it Marcia?
Marcia.
Marcia. Where are you at today?
I'm on my way to work.
All right, cool. On the way to work, hopefully you win those Necropolis tickets. Go ahead and ask Alex a question before you guess what's on her mind.
Oh, Lord. I thought it was going to be chicken nuggets.
Me too.
She said she would never eat it.
Unless she's lying to us.
Right? Fish?
Is it fish? Is that your question?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
So I love fish. I love seafood.
So what's your guess then?
She just said, is it fish?
Oh, I thought but didn't she like try to, never mind. All right, you're out of here. Goodbye. I'm going to give you a wrong.
Keep calling in 317-239-1009. I am a swami. Guess what I'm thinking?
Okay, please stop. Daniel on the east side. Hey, what's your question for Alex? Try to figure out what she's thinking of right now.
Is it about something she did this weekend?
No.
Okay, I don't know if that helps you. What's your guess?
She's thinking about her man.
Nope.
Wrong, you're really wrong. Wrong.
We know it's food.
You're wrong.
We've already established that it's food.
All right, 317-239-1009. Keith is in Noblesville. Hey, Keith. Go ahead and ask Alex a question. Let's figure out what's on her mind this morning.
Is it from a fast food place?
I'm not sure. I mean, maybe you could get it there, but I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But I might be wrong.
Okay, so that being said, not probably from a fast food place. What's your guess?
Steak.
Nope. He said steak.
All right, can you give us another clue?
Okay, another
clue.
We're
never going to get this. What's on your mind?
Another clue is a children's show has a song about this food item. And I would not eat it.
Okay. Melissa, you're in downtown. What is your guess?
Is it a fruit?
You're so close. You are so close.
Is it pineapple?
You are so close!
Is it pineapple?
No.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! I'm so sorry, Melissa. Let's go to Lynn this morning in Canby. Hey, Lynn, what's your guess?
Do I get to ask you a question?
Yeah, my bad. Go ahead.
It's okay. Is it yellow?
I'm sure it has yellow in it.
Okay.
I think there's lots of colors in it. So let's go over the clues that we have, what we know. Joe?
I don't remember anymore.
The clues that we know, it has a lot of colors in it. Whoever was last was really close when they said pineapple, and a children's show wrote a song about it, and I wouldn't eat it. So those are your four big clues.
I'll tell you, like, I have the wrong answer, and I will guess after this. Like, I'll tell you what I thought it was.
I'm going to say donut.
No, no. It was close with pineapple.
Oh, come on.
This is so easy. I have, like, those hints are massive hints.
I literally know what it is, and it's driving me crazy.
Yes! Liv knows what it is, and I didn't tell her. I didn't tell her.
Well, how do I not know what it is?
Because you don't know anything. Put someone else on to try. Someone's going to get it.
Can you say please?
Please.
You just told me I know nothing.
Please.
I know how to hit this button. Hi, is this Dilly?
Yeah, this is.
Hey,
Dilly,
South.
Dilly, Bo, Billy, Fee, Fi, Fo, Millie. What do you think?
What's
you have,
that?
Do you have a question?
Dilly, Dilly.
I think
Dilly,
it's
Dilly.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Wait, you think it's what?
Fruit salad.
And what else did you say?
Yummy, yummy.
You are correct!
Yay! Oh, my God.
Dilly, Dilly for the win! Fruit salad.
Dilly, Dilly. Dilly, Dilly.
Oh, wow. Hey, I'm so proud of you. Sorry I don't have the song ready to go. If I would have known that was on your mind, I would have played it for
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, I'll sing it for you. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Yummy, 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 yummy. Fruit salad.
Okay, Liv's dancing. Okay, I can't take this anymore. You guys, get it together.
Good job.
Dilly Dilly. So, that's an amazing name. Dilly Dilly, hang on the line. We'll hook you up with those fruit salad packs right there. I mean, Necropolis tickets. We have more of those coming up the rest of the week. Call in and join in the conversation once you hear this at 317-239-1009. Is this just a misunderstanding with this lady here? Or was she kind of being, some people are calling her online, racist? She's a white woman, he's a black guy, and she's going to take her dog out to go to the bathroom in her little apartment complex, and then he's trying to walk in, and this is what went down.
Please move, ma'am.
I can. Okay. Do you live here?
I'll be answering that question, excuse me.
I'm sorry. The keypad is right there.
I understand that, ma'am.
You can film me. That's
okay.
Fine.
I understand, ma'am, but you're blocking me.
Into my building.
Okay. And it's my building as well, so I need you to get out of my way.
Okay. What unit?
I don't need to say that information. So excuse me, ma'am.
I'm uncomfortable.
Excuse me. Okay. You can be uncomfortable. That's your discretion. You're uncomfortable because you're you. I need you to move out of my way, please.
No.
Ma'am, please stop touching me.
I'm not touching you.
You just was previously before.
I'm not touching you at all.
So I'm going to step in.
I'm not touching you, and I'm not in any way doing anything outside of letting my dog go to the bathroom.
Okay. And I live here, and you're blocking the door.
What unit?
I don't need to tell you that. What unit do you live in?
307.
Okay. Great. I'm on the fourth floor. Excuse me.
No. You don't have a key fob. You are... No.
No. No.
Ma'am. If you have that, then okay.
Ma'am, you're not security. You're not the property manager. You're not Mike Herman.
No, but I live here.
Okay, and I live here too. You're not Mike Herman.
And then it goes on.
So I don't understand. There's things that I don't get. So does he not have like the key or something to get up there, and he's trying to use hers, and that's why she's like, no?
From what I see or what I read right there, he's just trying to get in. I don't know if he has it on there, if he has it on him, or doesn't want to show her. But here's the thing. He ends up going inside. He lives on the fourth floor. She's on the third floor. He's able to go into his apartment, and she still calls the cops.
She follows. What? She goes into the elevator, follows him up, and he goes into his apartment. She's like, well, what's your name? Like, if you're my neighbor, then I want to know who you are. And he's like, honestly, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't either.
And so I guess what happened was she was going out and taking her dog, and he, like, caught the door and, like, went in. Like, I mean, I've done that a billion times.
Yeah.
I don't have to, like, go through and rummage and find my key fob. And that's when she, like, was guarding the door and, like, wouldn't let him through.
She sounds like a psychopath.
I understand, like, not wanting random people in there, but I truly wonder if it was just, like, me, a white guy. Like, would she even care who was coming in there? And at the same time, he brings up a good point. So it's like, you're not security. You're not this. And she goes on and on. If she really had a problem, she should, like, if she felt scared for herself, get away from that situation. Call the police. Call 911. And then let them deal with the situation. But then she goes and follows the guy upstairs, takes the elevator up, and sees, oh, wow, he has a key to his apartment.
Right, and I think almost, can she get in trouble for, like, berating him or, like, harassing him? Like, just, like, constantly, like, not letting him into his own apartment? Like, can you even get in
trouble? Well, she ended up getting fired. She got fired from her job.
Where did this happen? What state?
I believe this happened in St. Louis, Missouri.
I mean, she doesn't look great.
No, it doesn't look bad at all. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Steph.
Hey, what do you think about this?
I'm with the other lady on the show. If he didn't have a key fob out, I think it was just safety. It's just like that lady that was murdered in her apartment building in the gymnasium. She let somebody in thinking he lived there, and he didn't. And so I don't think it was necessarily a race thing. I think it's a safety thing.
I get what you're saying, but my only question is, if it's a truly safe like thing for you, if you're worried about safety and that happening to you, why would you engage this person? Like, let's say they are there to rape you or murder you. Like, wouldn't you want to get the hell away and call cops and not block the door for 4 or 5 minutes and then follow that person up to their elevator, like to their apartment? That's why it doesn't make sense to me.
That is true, unless I can see that point of it, too. I would have shut the door. I just wouldn't have let him in on my code. I just said, I can't let you in on my code. It's against, you know, apartment policy. I would have made something up or something. You have to go in with your own code or something. I don't know. I don't know. It's a thin line. I think there's just so much stuff that people think are racist. I don't think it was racist, but I don't know. I mean,
all right.
Maybe she was following him around because she just really wanted the D.
Yeah, I mean, but she was playing hard to get in that situation. Like, you're doing it wrong. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Is this Akila?
Hi. Yes, it is.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing good. What do you think about this?
I feel like she kind of took it overboard. If he's telling you that he lived there and he caught the door and you have your dog, if he's using a restroom, you should be focused on your dog using a restroom. I understand you want to make sure, hey, this guy lives here and stuff, but if he say he lives here too and he doesn't want to show you his key fob or anything, he doesn't have to. I live here. Just, you know, move out of my way. Now, for calling police, that was just too much.
Well, though, like, yeah, she followed him up and saw the apartment.
She was doing too much. If he had the right to go to his apartment, he lived there. You don't know who lives in your building.
Yeah.
Unless you're stalking everybody or you looking at everybody, making sure, oh, they live here. I don't do that. But to me, she took it out of proportion. That was like, to me, she was being very stereotyped. Hey, I feel like she was because you have a key fob. You're watching your dog use the restroom. Why are you trying to watch everybody that comes in the door?
Yeah, it's weird.
Nobody else will say, hey, thank you for the call. Let's do one more here. We'll wrap it up with Julianne on the Joe and Alex show. Julianne, what did you want to say?
I don't want to say, I kind of feel like everybody kind of blows things out of proportion. Like, you don't know that lady's backstory. But then again, you also don't know that guy's. Like, 15 years ago, something like this would have happened. I kind of feel like he would have known about it. It would have just been, you know, not that big of a deal, but with cell phones and people recording, it's like, if you're that worried about this woman, why pull out your cell phone and start recording? Because, I mean,
I was thinking that too. If I'm in the moment of something like that, the last thing I'm thinking about is pulling out my phone, but I don't know. I don't know.
I mean,
because I'd be so uncomfortable and so nervous, and I would feel threatened by, you know, that woman, that I'd be like, I think I'd be too nervous and like in this heated exchange with her to pull out my phone.
Why would you feel?
That's the last thing I would think of. If I'm that worried about somebody bothering me or questioning me, the first thing I would do is just remove myself out of the situation. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that antagonizes it.
I call the police. It's not being uncomfortable or nervous about this woman. It's being annoyed. It's like being annoyed and frustrated.
Yeah,
so
I feel like I would call the cops if I was pulling my phone out.
If you're being annoyed and frustrated, yeah, you're going to pull out your phone because you're not nervous
about
it. Because you're not doing anything wrong.
I would be nervous if someone was blocking me like that woman from getting into my apartment.
I would say, get the hell out of my way, lady.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm white or if I'm a black person. Let me in.
I would just remove myself out of the situation because at that point, I mean, it would have taken 2 minutes.
He couldn't go to his apartment.
What's he
going to
do? What's he
going to
do?
Wait a minute. Or if you felt that uncomfortable, call the police yourself.
But Julianne, he shouldn't have to go sit in his car and wait.
Right. Well, I think he should have called the police right away. It sounds like obviously the cops did get called eventually.
Yeah, they did.
But either way, I side with him on this. I think she was acting totally nuts.
No kidding. I'm the door Nazi. I got to make sure you're allowed through here. Sorry. You could let us know if you couldn't get through on the phones on our Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A federal judge has dismissed porn actress Stormy Daniels' defamation lawsuit against President Donald Trump. Daniels alleges that she had an affair with Trump in 2006 and sued him in April. The lawsuit came after Trump tweeted about a composite sketch of a man Daniels says threatened her in 2011 to keep quiet about an alleged affair. He called it a total con job. And in dismissing the suit, the judge said Trump's tweet was a hyperbolic statement against a political adversary. The First Amendment protects this type of rhetorical statement, the judge said. He also ordered Daniels to pay President Trump's attorney's fees. Trump's lawyer, Charles Harder, said it was a total victory for the president. Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, vowed to appeal. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith are talking about their rough patches during their 2 decades of marriage. In a clip for an upcoming episode of Pinkett Smith's Facebook Watch series, Red Table Talk, the actor joined his wife, their 17-year-old daughter Willow, and his mother-in-law to talk about their relationship.
And there was a period where mommy woke up and cried 45 days straight. I started keeping a diary.
You miss some days.
It was every morning. I think that's the worst I've ever felt in our marriage.
Wow.
I was failing miserably.
Well, I guess I'm not doing that bad. Lindsay only cries a few days a week.
They also talked about how they don't call themselves married anymore. They just say that they're life partners, which I'm like, okay, well, clearly they have an open marriage. I mean, I don't know why else you would say that. And that's been rumors about them for years. Michael Bublé denied that he's retiring from music following his forthcoming album, Love. So I told you that he said he was retiring. Well, now his people are saying, no, he didn't mean that. During an interview over the weekend, he said he was retiring from the business after his son was diagnosed with cancer at 3 years old. Well, a rep for him says he's absolutely no plans to retire. They said perhaps as he discussed the different emotions he's been through the last few years, that thought might have gone through his mind. But I assure you, with his new album coming out and TV appearances and a possible tour, he is not retiring. So I guess he's not. And a preview for the new season of Carpool Karaoke is out, and it shows Kendall Jenner and Hailey Baldwin hooked up to lie detector tests and answering embarrassing questions.
What are we doing?
Come on, we're doing a lie detector test.
A what?
We're gonna get you hooked up.
All right, we're ready.
Do you like my hair like this?
I do.
True.
Have you ever created a fake Instagram to look at what your ex-boyfriend is doing?
You know the answer to this. Yes.
True.
Does Justin think I'm cool?
Of course.
That's a lie.
Love that.
After 8:15, we'll talk about what the big problem was for Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
Joe wants to know today. It actually involves me. It involves my family. My mom occasionally likes to go to Goodwill and get stuff for cheap. She likes to buy stuff, and sometimes you get a deal. She went there and she bought a vase or a vase, whatever you call it. Pretty blue vase, vase, whatever. Yeah. And she bought it. I think it was like $5-$10, something reasonable. She brought it home last week, and since then, it's been utter hell. And it's been unexplainable what's been happening inside my mom's house.
Ooh.
And my grandma's house.
Ooh, what has been happening?
Well, I think it was 5 days ago or 6 days ago, my mom woke up the day after she bought the vase or the Voss. All four of the tires on her truck were flat.
Oh my gosh.
And when they came and they fixed it because obviously she can't drive on it, they're like, well, there's nothing in the tires.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's not like she ran over a bunch of nails
or screws.
So it
was almost just like the air was loud because it wasn't like slashed or anything?
Yeah, not slashed. There's nothing inside of it. No nails, no metal, nothing like, you know, typically, oh, crap, you ran over a few nails
or something. It was just no explanation.
No explaining. All four tires are flat.
Oh, my gosh. I have chills.
And all the neighbors, by the way, were fine. It's not like it was somebody retaliating at her. Like, the whole neighborhood was fine. Okay, then I think this happened. I'm kind of over here. I'm reading the text from her. About 4 days ago, she noticed, what's going on? Like, near the vase, there's a lamp, and the light burnt out.
Ooh.
So she's like, okay, calm down. That's not that scary. Lights burn out. But she's went through three lights in 3 days.
No! That is insane.
Yeah, the lights just keep on burning out that are near there. And it's like, well, what the hell is going on? But there's still even more going on with this vase that my mom got, which sounds like it's haunted. Okay, it's just my mom and my grandma. My grandma really can't move around. My grandma mentally is sharp as a tack, but she's got COPD, so she has a hard time just getting with her oxygen tank to the bathroom. She can't breathe.
So she does not leave the house a lot.
Doesn't leave the house, doesn't do anything. It's just my mom and the like five dogs, and that's it, and my grandma.
And all of a sudden, your grandma got superpowers and signed up to run a marathon?
I wish. That would be a gift from God. No. The vase, or Voss, move. It keeps on moving from where she puts it to another table. And my grandma can't do that and wouldn't do that. Why would my grandma move it? It's moved like two or three times this past week.
Oh my gosh. So now what is, so is your grandma scared?
My grandma's scared, but hold on, I'm not even done. I'll tell you what my grandma's actually already taken some action on this one.
No way.
Yeah, well, my mom said, okay, we're throwing this thing away. This was not worth $5 or $10.
Because she's getting a little weirded out.
Yeah, so my mom threw it away, she threw it and put it in her dumpster, and like her garbage can. And the next day, she goes out to like bring the garbage can in. And what's in front of her on the porch?
No. No way!
The
I am
vase.
Standing up!
The vase or
Stop.
Vase is there on my mom's porch.
Oh my gosh!
And the garbage was empty, so like it somehow went from the garbage can 20, 30 feet to her front porch.
Holy...
It's just, it's. I can't explain these things.
I have chills. This is like not even freaking funny.
My grandma, as I mentioned, who can barely move around, has got COPD. She actually is out of the house now. She's staying with a friend of hers that she has from church because my grandma is so paranoid about things happening.
She left the house. She's that scared of it.
Yeah, my grandma no longer is at the house.
I don't blame her. That's my butt would be out of there the second the first thing happened.
Yeah. Holy cow, that is a haunted vase, or it's cursed or something.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, like, what it could be. Because it looks like a normal vase. It doesn't look like some, like, old antique-y story behind it. It just, I mean, it's older, but it's used.
Dude, it's a haunted Goodwill vase.
317-239-1009. For Joe wants to know this morning, what did you own that you swear was haunted? Because this has got to be, am I wrong? This
no
has
way.
Gone to be haunted,
it
whatever
is,
my
yeah.
mom bought.
There's no way that this is a coincidence. All of those things, the lights, the tires especially, how she threw it away and it came back, it's moving around the house. That thing is cursed,
yeah,
bro.
For sure.
I told her, I'm like, you need to break it because it hasn't, I'm like, you need to break it into pieces.
What if she broke it into pieces and then it's back put together?
That you would need like an exorcist to come.
Yes, she needs to hire a pastor or a priest or something. Oh. The one from your grandma's church to come over.
Well, I already told my mom and grandma I'm not coming to see them for the holidays.
Ooh, unless they get rid of it.
This thing, they got to clean this thing up. They got to Febreze. They got to do something.
Holy crap.
They got to get this evilness out of here. All right, we'll talk to you next. 317-239-1009. What did you own? Or maybe somebody you know, they owned something. You know it was haunted because these things happened. Yeah, we want to hear what it was next on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to Jen on the west side. Hey, did you have something like this happen with you?
I have multiple times. You could say that I'm pretty sensitive when it comes to energies and spirits that are attached to things. Those energies have not been the most positive, I
oh
guess,
my
if you
gosh.
Could say that.
So you definitely think that there could be some sort of spirit attached to this Goodwill vase?
Absolutely.
Oh.
It could just be a spirit that's attached to the vase and the spirit's way of maybe trying to get attention. Anytime that there's been a negative energy attached to an item, I've felt more anxious. I've just felt off, like not calm and not at peace. But then I've also noticed that there's been a lot of just weird, unusual things that have happened to do things like that.
So how do you get rid of something like a spirit that's attached to an item? Like,
well,
what
just,
should she do?
Did you see the tweet we just got right now?
No.
At Joe and Alex Show, it said, hey, if it's a vase, it holds water, right? Why
yeah.
not fill it up with holy water?
Oh,
that's smart.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There are stores that you can go and purchase, like sage smudge sticks is what they're called. Purchase one of those. And you want to wave the smoke from the sage over that item when you're saying, you know, the cleansing prayer or whatever it is that you choose to say.
All right. I wonder if maybe your boyfriend lived, Jewel Daddy could come and just vape everywhere.
That could probably work.
This house,
and knock it out.
This house has been vaped.
Hey, the spirit would get a lot cooler.
Mackenzie is in Carmel. We'll wrap it up with you this morning. You had an experience like this?
Sort of. No activity, but I went to a rummage sale and I purchased this bean bag. I think it was like 50 cents. And we took it home. I sat down on it and I was like, what is that? There's something poking me. So I unzipped the bean bag and there was a spear in the bean bag, blood on it, with blood. And I mean, I'm assuming it was blood. It was red. I was like, okay. And then I looked more, and then there were pieces of, like, ripped clothing with blood on it. And I was like, what is going on? I'm like, what is this? Someone tried to hide something? And then I find a witchcraft, like, spell book.
Oh, my gosh.
With, like the star with the circle around it, and there's, like, spells in there. I mean, I was really young. I don't remember, like, what they were, but, yeah, it was pretty creepy.
So, is it a murder weapon someone tried to hide inside there with a witchcraft spell book, or was all of that part of a hex or something that someone that was a witch was trying to put on the person that bought that bean bag?
I don't know, but it was pretty creepy. I was really scared. I was probably like 10 years old, so.
What did your parents say?
I mean, they just kind of took it away and then they burned it, so.
Whoa.
I'm surprised. I mean, 50 cents is a good deal. I feel like you could wash it one time and be all right. All right, Mackenzie and Carmel, thank you for calling in. If you have anything else, wow, let us know.
You can
Alex Show.
You can comment on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, your story, if you've ever bought something that you thought was cursed or haunted, or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
I'm just really worried about my mom and grandma. Like, I legit am not going to see them around the holidays. Not till this thing is gone.
You should go up there and get rid of it for them, Joe.
Oh, like, oh yeah, and then bring it back here to the studio?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, I'm trying to make the show do something. I don't want the show to be haunted and do terrible. Ugh. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Dog people, where you at? Woof, woof, woof.
I'm a dog person.
Are you? You didn't woof.
Woof, 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 woof.
Alex, where's your woof?
Okay, I don't have a dog, so sorry.
317-239-1009. My wife, Lindsay, loves our dogs, Benny and Paddington, and we've been doing some obedience classes, which is actually starting to work at Camp Bow Wow in Lawrence. We're actually going there tonight at 5 o'clock, so I'm looking forward to that, to work with Benny and Paddington. But one thing they don't teach in obedience class, and I think should be taught, no lick. No licky licky.
That's insane!
No licking where?
The face. Dogs, I just don't understand. And I'm a dog person through and through. I love them. Our dogs, Benny and Paddington, are rescues. They're the greatest in the world.
Your sons.
They are. They're my boys. They look just like their father. But I don't understand people that let their dogs lick them all over their face. And then on top of that, the situation I'm running into in my household, people that let their dogs lick them, then they expect somebody else to give them a kiss.
Gross. You mean Lindsay is letting the dogs lick her on the mouth, and then she is upset if you don't kiss her?
Not necessarily like immediately, but she's like, why don't you kiss me? I'm like, well, my dog just licked his junk.
Ew.
And now he licked your face.
Yeah, that's absolutely vile.
But it's like, but even my grandma, I love my grandma when I go and visit her in Ohio, and it's hard to go see her when I know that she's got her dogs just licking her face and they
Ew.
Probably ate a turd outside.
Ew, that is so gross.
317-239-1009. Would you kiss or do you kiss your significant other after they've kissed the dog?
Would you be upset if your significant other didn't want to kiss you after your dog licked you?
Now, the Egyptian doesn't have a dog, does he?
No, but he wants one desperately.
Now, would you kiss the Egyptian now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if he has a dog and it licks, you know, whatever.
Nope.
Are you going to let him, like, kiss you?
Nope.
Why?
I told him he's begging me. He wants a dog so bad. And I said, if you're planning on marrying me, then you're going to have to get rid of it once we get married. So you want to get a dog? Fine. Go ahead. He owns his own house. He's got a yard. He can have a dog. And I told him, then you're getting rid of it. You're giving it to another family if we get married. Because I do not want a dog. My whole life, I've said absolutely no pets for me. So that's what I've told him.
Why are you so against dogs?
I'm just not a dog person. I hate the smell. And yes, I don't care how much you clean. As a non-animal person, as soon as I walk into your house, I can smell it if you have any animal whatsoever. And I don't like, you know, the licking, like you were talking about. I don't like the pet hair in the bed or anything. It's all gross.
Taylor in downtown, what did you want to say?
As far as the kissing thing, I mean, I train pit bulls, so, I mean, I teach them, you know, not to kiss, you know, wait for the person to let them know, like, okay, give kisses or stuff like that. But as far as, like, kissing your significant other after that, no, I definitely at least go brush my teeth and wipe my face down and stuff like that, and I make my fiance do the same thing.
I love dogs. We've got dogs, and Benny and Paddington, they're amazing, but who likes the feeling of a dog kissing their face? Like, licking it over and over.
And honestly, it's a term of compassion. It lets the dog know, you know, hey, it's okay. It's a trust thing. Because if they can get that close to your face, and you can trust them, and they can trust you, it's a mutual trust. Because if there is no trust, then I mean you're not gonna have a good relationship with that dog.
Thank you, Taylor.
Somebody just sent us a tweet at Joan Alex Jones said, "Give Mocha a kiss." It's their dog in a dress.
Oh, Mocha, Shoka, Lakata. Christy on the east side, what do you think about the dog giving you a kissy kissy?
No, like, it's okay if it's on my hand, but on my face, you got me messed up. That's not going to happen. I won't even let my kids or my fiance kiss me after they've messed with the dog because that's just disgusting.
I agree.
I love my dog. I love him so much. He's actually my service animal. So I just can't do it, period. Not even with somebody else's animal. No.
All right, hey, we appreciate you calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Let's say this morning hi to Keith on the south side. Are you going to kiss the dog, or what are you going to do?
No, I'm actually with you on that, but I do want to add that I broke up with my fiance because she used to basically tongue kiss her dog.
Oh!
And I just couldn't go for it no more.
What do you mean tongue kiss the dog?
She had a pug. And trust me, I love this pug to death. I love pugs.
What was its name?
Smudge.
Okay, no.
Come and get Smudge some love.
And so she would hold the dog, you know, up and kiss it and love it. And then the dog would just kiss her, constantly, continuously licking her in the mouth. Ugh. And she'd just stand there and go, and just kiss it back for like, 15 seconds.
So when did you know that, like, you just couldn't handle it anymore?
When she started getting like weird, like things on her lips.
Was it? Oh, that's disgusting.
You know what? Like a cold sore, but
ew.
It wasn't a cold. I just can't do it. I just cannot do it anymore. I love that girl to death. I loved her dog to death. She was perfect for me, but I just cannot do it. I know I could be in that relationship, you know, through a marriage. So
what was your reaction whenever you guys were being intimate and she was like, oh, smudge.
I had to think about Pamela Anderson or somebody.
Oh god, all right.
Seriously.
Smudge.
You know what, I missed them till this day. I miss those two till this day.
Keith, man, thank you for calling in and sharing.
Doggy cold sores. I love that for breakfast in the morning.
Oh, gosh, that's just absolutely...
I'm going to throw.
Yeah, that's absolutely disgusting. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Hey, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Getting into it this morning... I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. I think Alex and her boyfriend are all set. Liv and Jewel Daddy, her boyfriend, are all set. But I got no clue what I'm going to do. I need a costume for our party at Taps and Dolls.
I'm so annoyed that we're even talking about this because we just did this. I mean, was it yesterday or Friday? We just talked about this at this
same time. We talked about it. We mentioned it.
Yeah,
but we never
bitched.
Actually came up with anything for me. We were talking about couples' costumes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I complained
about
how I don't like them and I don't get why couples do that.
Yeah, and see, and we
it
gave
seems
you plenty.
So controlling.
No, and we gave you plenty of good ideas and now you're complaining that you don't have any.
You gave me no good ideas. Let's go over what you did.
No,
they didn't. Who gave me what?
They said something like, they gave you, like, these are cute couples costumes ideas. They're not dorky and they're not lame like you think they are or whatever. And they had some cute ideas. And see, I told you. What did
Give
I tell you?
Give me one.
I don't remember.
Said, recall one because you can't.
Al's Toy Barn.
Oh, yes.
The Al's Toy Barn guy from Toy Story.
We did a whole
that
thing.
That is the stupidest thing ever. I'm not going to dress up like
that
guy from Toy Story.
That seems like a personal problem.
You know what?
See,
you just did that to be vindictive. You guys aren't even trying.
No, we told you, Yukon Cornelius from the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer show, which was perfect. It's so easy. It's like a winter hat. That's all you have to do. And this is your problem, is we give you all these ideas. We always do this. Every single thing. No.
Right.
You do this constantly. You do it with Joe's Journey. You do it with the friend thing, asking people to hang out with you. And now you're doing it with this. You want suggestions and ideas and accountability. You get all of it, and then you do nothing with your resources.
You are so full of crap. 317-239-1009. Suggestions on what, you know, maybe people could be for Halloween, what I could be. Go ahead, live the web, girl.
I'm, like, really unhappy with mine and Joel Daddy's Halloween costume, to be honest. I just feel like it's very lazy and, like, last minute and not very creative, and I always love to get, like, extremely creative with my Halloween costume.
Well, it's not too late. Why can't you change it up?
Because I feel bad. I already bought a hat for his, and I don't know. I just feel bad changing it now. Like, I don't know what we would be.
Well,
we'll take the hat back.
You've got time. I think you. It's not too late to change.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Shauna.
Hey, what's up? Any suggestions?
Yes, I have a suggestion. You should be the mayor from Nightmare Before Christmas.
No!
Yeah, that's cute.
I don't want to be him.
That is cute.
You don't know.
I know who he is.
Oh,
I've
really?
Watched Nightmare Before
what
Christmas.
What does his head do?
It like pops up and spins around. I know the damn thing. See, you
guys,
that's
a great
boy.
One.
He has a cool costume. And Nightmare Before Christmas is like the best Halloween.
Dude, this is actually.
Can I be like a fat Drew Carey?
No.
I can just get like a microphone and
no.
I can be the Price is Right.
See, you just we give you suggestions and because you don't like them, you just keep saying no and then you say
Alex,
I don't have any suggestions.
You're giving me BS suggestions.
No, that is a great one.
And you're almost doing it to mock me.
No, because
you have no genuine actual interest in me finding anything good for Halloween.
Are you kidding?
You're
me?
Just trying to laugh at me.
That is no, I am not. That is a fantastic suggestion. That is like seriously so good because you're also bald. And so the back of your head, Lindsay could paint the mayor's back face on the back of your head. And it would look perfect. It'd be so cool. You just wear a little suit jacket like him. It's such an easy costume for you.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. I don't love any of this. Who is this?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it's Lucas. I got a great idea for your costume, Joe.
Thank you, Lucas. Let's get a solution, please.
Something nice and easy. You could always go as the brawn paper towel guy. Put on a nice flannel. You got the beard. You walk around with the brawn paper towels. And your joke is you just clean stuff up all night.
Dude, I oh my God, that is great. I'm like, excuse me. I start cleaning the table. All that.
Yeah. Or you walk up and someone's got a beer and you walk up and you take it. You go, I need to clean this. Sorry. And you just walk away with it.
Okay. I was going to say over here. I get nothing out of these two. They want me to, like, make fun of myself. Otherwise, it's not good.
It's not making fun of yourself. It's, like, costumes that you could really pull off well. I don't understand that. I'm not making fun of you. Like, being the mayor of Nightmare Before Christmas is the perfect costume for you. It's so cool, and not a lot of people could do it. You have a bald head.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Okay.
You paint on the back.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? What's your name?
Brandon,
what's your suggestion?
Uncle Fester from the Addams Family.
No, I don't want that. People used to make fun of me in high school and call me that. I don't want to be, what, am I going to carry around a light bulb and pop it in my mouth?
See, you want me to say that you're going to be like Ken from Ken and Barbie
no,
or
I
something.
Don't,
like, these
don't,
are realistic costumes.
I don't want you to inflate my ego, and I know I don't have a body like Ken from a Ken and Barbie doll, but I truly feel like these are all like jokes. Like, who wants to be Uncle Fester for Halloween? That's like telling a fat, like, black guy, like, hey, you should be Fat Albert.
Could pull it off if you shaved your beard. You're already bald. You could do this and just put black eyeshadow around your eyes.
Stop it. No.
You could do it,
I'm
though.
Not
That's
sure.
easy. All you have to do is wear a black shirt, a black dress shirt, and put the makeup around your eyes. It's so easy.
Chelsea, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your suggestion?
Okay, I think this is really cute, and I've seen it on Pinterest. So I think someone should do it, and I think you should do it.
Okay.
So you have your wife get real dolled up, and, like, her highlighter game is on point. She's looking really cute. Have her get, like, a little butterfly crown, like those Snapchat filters, and then around her neck, give her a hashtag filtered, and then you dress up like her. So you'll wear a wig, you'll wear the same outfit, and then around your neck is no filter, hashtag no filter.
That's cute. I love that.
But doesn't that mean that my wife's fugly then? Like, if that's what I do, does that mean she's really ugly?
No, it's just a joke.
No, I get you. Hey, thank you. That might be one of the better ones. Bill, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Now, we gave you creative and different and unique ideas, and you want to be pretty much Wilma and Fred Flintstone, Mr. Potato Head, Miss Potato. Those are so lame. That's what everyone does.
All right. I don't think it's a terrible idea.
You might as well be milking cookies.
Daniel, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What should I be? What should I dress up for?
I get the best costume ever. I think you should go as Alex.
Okay, now what would I do if I was dressing up as Alex from the Joe and Alex Show?
You walk around and tell everybody that you see that their costume is terrible and they should have been what you wanted them to be.
Daniel might have the best one. I'm like, no, that sucks. Oh, what do you guys have to eat here? Oh, I don't like any of that.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Rapper Mac Miller's death was the tipping point that led to Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson's split. Ariana was in a dark place after her ex-boyfriend's overdose. She didn't blame herself, but it did leave her an emotional wreck. Sources say that she realized a couple of things, that she couldn't be fully invested in her relationship with Pete, and that she had rushed into a looming marriage way too fast by getting engaged. Apparently, Ariana ended things on Sunday. A source said it was time to realize that this wasn't the right time for them. Pete is incredibly heartbroken. He's still so in love with her. He wanted his whole world revolving around her, and she was just emotionally unavailable, and Pete has since deleted his Instagram, apparently.
That's a tough thing, man. Like, I feel for her. I feel for him. Like, I do wonder if they'd still be together, not long term, but if that would have worked out and Mac Miller would not have passed away.
Yeah, I do too. I wonder
that
too.
That's just sad for everybody.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have a baby on the way, we found out yesterday, and he or she could be the first royal to hold dual citizenship in the United Kingdom and United States.
They're trying to take over, Alex. They want to be our president.
The royal couple announced that they're expecting their first child yesterday, and they are already there are already questions about the baby's future citizenship. Meghan is American and has plans to become a UK citizen after marrying Harry, which is a long process. As it stands, their baby would obtain dual citizenship for the US and UK if Meghan does not give up her American citizenship before she's due to give birth in the spring. And the Alec Baldwin Show made its debut Sunday night on ABC. Do you think that it did really well or really bad?
If it's in the garbage, I'm going to say really bad.
Yeah, it tanked. Only 2.49 million viewers watched, according to Nielsen ratings. Baldwin even had Oscar winner Robert De Niro as his first guest on Sunday night. But Shark Tank got over 3 million viewers on NBC. Sunday Night Football got over 18 million viewers. President Trump's episode of 60 Minutes on Sunday grabbed over 11 million viewers. So comparing that to Alec Baldwin's a little over 2. Super embarrassing. Some aren't surprised with Baldwin's low numbers. His past attempts at doing a show like this also failed to find an audience at MSNBC, so not good. And Backstreet Boys performed an acoustic version of Blackstreet's classic, No Diggity, during a BBC radio appearance.
Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can win?
I like the way you work it.
No diggity!
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it. No diggity!
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Giving away new Kids on the Block tickets all this week. We're actually doing it 4 times a day, so hopefully you win now. But if not, we got more chances at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. Oh, yeah.
Just get on the floor and do the new Kids dance.
This is when music was good back in, actually, this is before my time, but yeah.
Okay.
Do you think your mom got down to this?
No, she definitely didn't.
Oh, your mom had to love New Kids on the Block.
No, my mom was Christian music only and Barry Manilow.
All right, let's get some people to play the game this morning. Morgan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
What's up?
What up, Morgan? What are you up to this morning?
Heading to work.
Where do you work at?
Good old IU.
Oh, my gosh. What do you do there?
I help with their social media.
Oh, my gosh. Can you tag us and promote us for free?
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, it's the Joe and Alex Show. They're proven to make you feel better.
Embarrassing.
I've done more embarrassing things. All right, Morgan, hang on. We got you, and then we need one more person. Is this Teresa on the east side?
It is.
Hey, Teresa. What do you do for a living?
I work for a car dealership, so we wholesale cars.
Oh, man. Okay.
Nice.
I was going to ask you for a car, but then Alex will make fun of me for that, saying that's embarrassing. So.
Yep.
All right, ladies, here's what we're doing. We're going to be playing the slogan game. I'm going to give you a company slogan, one that everybody's heard of, and you got to tell us the company, okay?
Okay. All right.
It's going to be 5 slogans each. So whoever has the most right after 10 of these, you are going to be the big winner. So let's start out with Morgan. Morgan, the happiest place on earth. What company slogan is that?
Oh, goodness.
I don't
know. I'm just going to have to say McDonald's.
The happiest place on earth is McDonald's? No. That is No, that's not it. It actually was Disney World.
Come on. That was easy.
I've never been there.
Me neither. All right. How about Teresa? Life's messy. Clean it up.
It is
3, 2.
Whistle?
What'd you say?
Bristle? Is that what you said?
What did you
Bissell? Bissell. Bissell.
It is Bissell.
There you go.
Look at that. After one round, Teresa's got the 1-0 lead. Morgan, hang in there. I believe in you, okay?
I thought it was Clorox or something.
No. All right, here we go. Morgan, here it is. Bet you can't eat just one.
Oh, you know, I know these when I'm not under pressure.
Oh, well, that's good.
I think I know it.
3.
2. Oreos.
No, but that's a true statement. There's no one that can eat just one Oreo.
Can I guess?
Yeah, Alex, what's your guess?
Pringles?
Nope.
I guess?
Go ahead, Liv.
Pistachios?
No. No, it's Lay's potato chips. Bet you can't eat just one.
I knew it was a chip.
All right, Teresa, you got a 1-0 lead. Let's see if we can make it 2-0 here. The taste of a new generation.
The taste of a what?
The taste of a new generation.
Is it Pepsi?
Oh, wow. My gosh! I didn't know that.
Teresa, right. You're so good at this.
And Morgan, you're awesome too.
Morgan, you're doing okay.
All right, yeah. Here we go. Morgan, let's see what you got here. You're down 2-0. Best out of 5. How about this one? It gives you wings.
Oh, I know this.
Morgan.
Oh, Red Bull.
Red Bull. There we go.
Good job.
All right. Morgan is finally on the board. Let's see here. Teresa, you can win it with this one. If you get it, there's no way that Morgan can come back. Can you tell me this one? It keeps going and going and going.
It keeps going and going and going?
Yep. It keeps going and going and going.
That's what she said.
3. 2. 1.
Levi's? I don't know.
No.
Can I guess? Okay, I have 2 guesses. It's either the Energizer Bunny or Fruit by the Foot.
It's Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, Energizer Bunny.
Energizer Bunny would have been correct.
But the Fruit by the Foot's like... It goes on and on.
But it's just Energizer, not Bunny. I mean, the company's just Energizer battery.
I would have known what they were talking about. All right, round number 4. Here we go. Teresa's leading Morgan 2-1. Morgan, you got to get on the board here. Taste the rainbow.
Skittles.
Good job.
All right. Teresa, if you get this, you win the game.
Okay.
Teresa, the best a man can get.
The best a man can get?
Some would say that would be
Gillette.
Yes! Hey, we got a winner!
What was it?
It was Gillette!
Oh my god!
This is unreal, Teresa.
Wow.
She get every single one right?
No, she got one wrong.
Wow, incredible. Hey, Morgan, you just had a tough competitor today. Good job, though, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you have a good day. Please don't use the hashtag Joe and Alex Show Suck. Please don't do that to us. All right, cool. Hang on the line there. We're going to hook you up with your tickets. Teresa, the big winner today on the Joe and Alex Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
52-year-old Daryl Hutton was being questioned by the cops near Tampa last Friday. They were looking for her boyfriend's keys for some reason, so she started digging through her purse for them. And while she was doing some digging, Alex, a cop standing next to her spotted something. What do you think the cop spotted, which probably shouldn't be in her purse?
Must have been drugs.
Involving drugs, yeah. He found a crack pipe in her purse. Now, before he could grab it, she put the crack pipe in her mouth. then chewed up the glass and swallowed it.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely insane. That's why you don't mess with the crackhead people. When they got her to open her mouth, she was bleeding pretty bad.
Stop. I cannot deal with this story.
But, ta-da, the crack pipe was gone. Now, I wonder what it was like at jail trying to go to the bathroom later.
Dude,
that must have been a mess.
I seriously cannot deal with the story. What happened to her later?
Well, they didn't say anything, so I'm assuming she lived and didn't have to go to the hospital.
Well, they had to have taken her to the hospital because of all her mouth injuries and everything, right?
It doesn't say that, so I don't know. She still did get arrested, though, and is facing charges for tampering with evidence, resisting arrest, and possession of narcotics because she had pills in her purse but no prescription for them.
That is nuts.
That right there is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. It's Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. And here's the 411 on the 317. 16 members of Indiana Task Force 1 are working to find Hurricane Michael survivors. The team has searched nearly 4,000 homes across 60 miles. They spent much of the weekend in Panama City. That was one of the hardest areas in the panhandle before heading 50 miles northwest to Walton County. As of now, Task Force 1 did not have a return date, but they're saying probably 2 weeks because during Hurricane Florence, most of the team was gone for about 2 weeks, then came back. So amazing work they're doing down there, and hopefully they'll find survivors. They're still just looking for people in the wreckage of the houses.
If you like pizza, or maybe you just like triangles a whole bunch, Indy Pizza Week is going on now through October 21st. More than a dozen local restaurants are going to be offering up pizza for less than the normal price. It's also a fundraiser for Second Helpings, which is a nonprofit that accepts donated perishable and overstocked food so they can give hot and nutritious meals for people in the Indy area. So if you want to know what restaurants are participating in Indy Pizza Week,
num num nummy nummy,
just go to radionowindy.com.
I've got some super exciting Pacers news.
Yeah.
The Indiana Pacers signed center Miles Turner to a 4-year contract extension worth $72 million.
Dang, wow.
That's only a little bit more than me.
Right. Turner averaged 12.7 points, 6.4 rebounds, and 1.8 blocks per game last season. And he's averaged nearly 13 points per game in his 3 season with the Pacers. And the Pacers kick off the regular season at home tomorrow versus the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm so excited.
Are you going?
Are we going?
I'm not going.
I'm not going.
I want to go.
Let's get tickets.
We can go.
I love the chicken tenders there.
I love Pacers games so much. I've been to 2 in my life, and I'm planning on Joel Daddy, my boyfriend, taking me to many more this
year. Okay, do you want to go with me?
Yeah, I'd so be down.
Then let me see if I can get us some tickets.
You'd have
here to
pay for it.
I'm not paying for anything. I'm the cheapest guy in Indy. Let me see if I can work my connections here. And today you can join me and Alex. We're going to be going to the Fall Career Fair at the Indianapolis Central Library. That goes on from 12 to 4. Elliot King will be there from 12 to 2, and we will be there from 2 to 4. There's going to be seminars, breakout sessions, resume writing, and interview skill training. Make sure you dress to impress and bring your resume. And if you need more details, radionowindy.com. That is the 411 on the 317. Here on Radio Now 100.9. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Are you ready to go to the Fall Career Fair at Indianapolis Central Library? It's going today from noon to 4. We are going to be there, Alex, from 2 to 4 p.m. What job are we applying for?
I don't know what kinds of jobs are going to be there, because I was wondering which one I could maybe, you know, get on the side.
Yeah, and a little side hustle right there.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about picking up those Lime scooters and those Bird scooters. They call you juicers and you charge them up.
Oh, yeah.
But are people going to ride those when wintertime comes? Like, it sounds great now, but
crazy people will.
Okay, I'm all about crazy people. And if you're going to wipe out, that's even crazier.
You probably will, because you're never cold.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to break my hip.
I honestly am pretty excited to ride them from bar to bar when
the wind?
During the winter.
No. Think about it.
Yep. You'll get a DWI.
In what you're wearing, because, you know, girls always wear less clothing.
Your hoochie coochie.
Less clothing to go out.
Yep.
You're going to, with the wind chill, with no coat, pedal.
Yep.
Or scoot?
I'm going to, because I'll have a little bit of a liquor blanket.
You are nuts.
Is that illegal?
Yes, you cannot drink and drive.
All right, I didn't say that. Take it away.
I hope you get tased in Broad Ripple.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, if you missed anything on the show today, go to radionowindy.com. We are out of here. Let's say it. Alex, live the web girl, myself, Joe. Bye.
Bye.